Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Upgrade your curiosity. How the power of questions determines your reality, and the focus of those questions, the articulation of those questions determines your reality. We're going to have a lot of fun diving into this specific topic because I love being articulate. I love being a master with my words. I love having command and power to create my reality while surrendering and releasing and allowing and all that good stuff. And I started off with video games. Striving to constantly level up my character. How can I get to max level? How can I beat this boss? How can I farm enough times to get enough experience, to get the best items, to get enough gold, like enough. It was always this competition to get enough. In that process, I got this really disciplined mindset to be the best, to be the best character I could be. So I'm really excited because all of the marketing and branding that I'm doing is going to start revolving even more around gamifying life, gamifying our results, making our life and ourselves a character like in a video game so that we can level up, so that we can become our greatest possible self, our greatest possible character, to upgrade our statistics, our stats, to upgrade our attributes, to upgrade our characteristics, our equipment, our armor, our skill sets, all of it. It's all about upgrading. I love upgrading. I love becoming better. We can upgrade our surrender. We can upgrade our serenity. We can upgrade our peace. We can upgrade our compassion. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely. Great to see you channeling in, getting sorted. Love it, man. Wow, I think of that all the time. Everyone, share this. That's right, baby. That's right. So upgrading is such a critical philosophy of mine. Upgrade your curiosity. Why did I choose to start with that one? Well, first off, the theme today is the power of questions. Upgrade your questions so that you can really have a powerful life. Upgrade your questions. Why upgrade your questions? Well, questions determine your perspective, your focus, how you see life. And when you upgrade the question, you upgrade how you relate to a situation. You could say, I am strong, I am capable, I am powerful, I am blank, blank, blank. And that is a statement, that is a label, that is a box that you create. It could be a very powerful, resourceful box, and it's also limiting. Versus a question creates possibility, creates openness, creates expansion, expands things, expands the mind, connects whole new ideas that were never possible with the statement, I am committed, I am resourceful. How resourceful can I be? What would it be like to be the most resourceful? What would it be like to level up my resourcefulness? What would have to change in my life to level up my resourcefulness? What would have to shift to be even more resourceful? Who would I have to become to be even more resourceful? Who would I have to be around to be even more resourceful? What thoughts would I have to think? If I want to achieve this lifestyle, if I want to earn $1 million, if I want to have a successful business, if I want to live in the dream house, if I want to have the dream man or dream woman, what is it that I have to do? What do I have to do? What do I get to do? And that simple, you see how just shifting a word, shifting one word can exponentially increase the power of anything, a statement or a question. And that's why I love this. I'm like, what's the formula? I'm very formulaic and left brain logical thinking, but I'm also right brain creative in possibility. And it's really fun. It's really fun to be both. So first invitation is to be balanced. if you think this is not enjoyable, or you kind of tune out in this conversation, it might seem a little strange, out there, weird, cool. Take it on. Challenge yourself to see, what could I learn from this conversation? What more could I learn about life from this conversation? What more wisdom could I gain that would support me in becoming my greatest possible self from this conversation? That curiosity. See, when I was younger, I was this very curious kid. I had so much curiosity. My dad helped me install video game demos on his computer, and I was like, how does this work? Like, this is magic. He's doing some crazy stuff in this computer and making it like fly, and sparks are doing all kinds of awesome stuff. And like, literally, he was navigating this system. He had the answer, the knowledge, the wisdom to navigate the system. And I was curious, what are the patterns? How does he know where to go? How does he know what boxes to check? How does he know which folder it's supposed to go into? How does he know where things are located? So I started systemizing and patternizing life, my understanding of life, and being curious about how things work and why they work the way they do. Into college or into high school, I started building computers. Like, what's the best computer? If I match this component with this component, what happens? I built Lego sets. It's like, how do I build what I want to build with these particular pieces? And I started getting curious. But one thing happened that really shot me in the foot with my curiosity. Or one, wouldn't say shot me in the foot, but took away my curiosity, or I gave away my curiosity. And that was, I was driving, my family and I were driving on the way to our cabin in Northern California. And I'm in the back of a car, and I'm sitting there having fun, being my curious self, being bored, looking outside, thinking there's all these trees flying by us. And I think to myself, hey, mom, dad, if someone throws a baseball out of our car at another car that's coming at us the other direction, what speed will the baseball hit each other at? Because if I throw it at 90 miles an hour and someone else throws it at 90 miles an hour the other way, what speed will they hit at? Will it be 90 miles an hour? Would it be 180? Would it be negative? What is it, zero? What speed would they hit each other at? And so my dad is probably getting so fed up about what the heck I'm thinking about and talking and creating possibilities and equations and things, that he's probably like, dude, I don't know. Chris, don't you ever just be quiet? And in that moment, I made it mean that it doesn't pay to be curious. It doesn't pay to be self-expressed with my curiosity. It doesn't serve me. I should just shut up. I should just be quiet and keep my thoughts to myself and keep my curiosity to myself. So that was a really challenging moment for me to really bury down my curiosity, something that was like this childlike wonder. Curiosity could even be associated with childlike wonder. The curiosity, how does the universe work? Why do things happen the way that they do? Physics, math, nature. Why? How? And to have that suppressed just further distanced me from my childlike, innocent self and self-expression. And so some consequences of that without curiosity are, I close up, I wall up, I don't want to express myself to others, I'd rather just stay in my own lane, I'd rather just play video games, I'd rather be safe at home in my room, I don't want to expose myself, I don't want to ask the wrong question and be called dumb or feel stupid or feel small, feel insignificant. Why would I do that? The cost became disconnection from everyone around me. The cost became feeling like an outsider, even with my friends. The cost became, I'd rather deal with this electronic device than people. People are risky. People are dangerous. People hurt me. And so it took years and years and years of dealing with that and playing video games and seeing the consequences of that, and even into college. I felt so disconnected, so lonely, so unhappy, that I started getting into drugs and partying to get my self-expression back. I just felt so pent up with energy because, ladies and gentlemen, I got some fiery energy. I don't know if you noticed, but I got some fiery energy. Chris Burns, burning it up, baby. And that was all pent up inside me. Didn't know how to take care of myself. Didn't know how to express myself, ask for help. That was the last thing I did. Did not ask for help. Just distance myself from my parents. Mom, dad, as long as I get good grades, stay the F away from me. Mom, dad, as long as I don't get, you know, arrested, well, you know, too late. Things just started getting out of control. And the consequences of that distant relationship were affecting my behavior, were affecting my manners, were affecting the good virtues and values that my parents had instilled in me throughout my life, because I don't want to be like them. I don't want to be connected with them. They hurt me. Stay away from me. I'm going to do things my way. My way or the highway. I know better. Ooh, three most dangerous words in the English language. I know that. I know that. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be playing video games and be locked up in my room and enjoying myself. You try to tell me how to live my life? Get out of here. I don't need you. I don't need your help. I don't need your support. And so that led to me making some pretty stupid decisions. Getting arrested. Winding up in jail, hitting rock bottom, feeling like I was throwing my life away. And it sucked. It was super painful. Like feeling like my heart, you know, my chest got ripped open and my heart got smashed. Because I felt like such a disappointment and a waste of space. Now, there was many factors that went into that. But I think one of the biggest ones is losing that childlike innocence and desire to be curious. And desire to be curious to connect with others, too. Because it's not just curiosity about the world. It's curiosity about people. Who is this person? Who are they? What's their story? What's their journey? What makes them them? What makes them tick? Why do they think the way that they do? Why do they take these actions? What do they know? What do they know that benefits them, that has them show up in these ways, that has them produce certain results? What do they know that has them not produce results, that has them spiral out of control and not succeed? I need to know. I want to know. I'm hungry to know. That was so suppressed. That desire to learn and grow and become my greatest possible self, which was so ingrained into me through video games, was like there was a contradiction of, in reality, F being curious, F getting close to people and expressing how much I want to learn. I'm just going to close up and I'm going to go conquer. I'm going to go take my frustration out on video games and grow my character in this safe environment in video games and not be curious in reality. So how many of you can relate with some of this? Are you curious? Does it pay to be curious? Are there consequences to being curious? When you asked questions, when you ventured off, when you adventured off, when you played and had fun, did people try to get you to fit in their box? They tell you to sit down, shut up, be quiet, study. Go to school, get good grades, go get a job, save till you're 65, and live out the rest of your life existing, barely. We've been sold some stinky doo-doo, ladies and gentlemen. And curiosity has not been rewarded. Experimentation, going the other way, being the black sheep in a herd of white, taking the long road less traveled versus the short, crowded road. And is it even short? Probably not. A curiosity, childlike wonder, discovery, play, adventure, fun. These are some of the core things that I loved about video games that I'm bringing to life that give me so much energy, that give me so much youthful vitality. And yes, I'm only 26, And I'm so grateful to be young and full of youth and life force energy. And who I am is committing to these values that make me childlike. Wonder, curiosity, adventure, play, intimacy, willingness to mess up, willingness to fail, self-expression. These are all values that keep me, at least, everyone's different, keep me full of youth, keep me full of wonder, possibility. That possibility. Possibility's a hell of a drug. That's a hell of a drug for sure. Possibility. Step into that. Step into what's possible for you. So we got some awesome, awesomeness in here. Speak my language. We're going to have such an amazing show. Yes, we are. Fire. Final Fantasy VII even had the ID as Iga. Yes. Relate to this on so many levels. Great to hear someone share like this. Thank you, dude. Ian, you're the man. We're going to have a lot of fun, man. This is just the beginning, baby. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, the id. Id as the ego. Yes. I was like, ID. Yeah. Dude, I loved Final Fantasy VII. That was my character building paradigm. Just win enough, and then you could go freaking crush Sephiroth. Do it. Oh, man. So, how do you create more curiosity in your life? Well, honestly, super simple. The greatest truths in life are always the most simple. I've found that journaling is one of the most powerful ways to become an articulate wordsmith, masterful sculptor of my reality with my words. And yes, the declaration, I declare, I am prosperous. I am curious. I am creative. I am a master with my words. I declare that stuff. Yes, do it. Do it. Do it. Affirm. Step into your power. Be the creator of that. Be the masculine driver penetration of how you are creating your reality, how you desire your reality to be. Create with intention, with drive, with direction, with vision. And also, on the other hand, balance. Life is about balance. Yin and yang. Two parts of the greater whole, which in there's an illusion of duality. We are all connected. Love it, right? But it's the more we can be in that equilibrium, that balance, that we're able to ascend to the oneness. That ascension to oneness is the experience of love, of source energy, of possibility, of infiniteness. Oneness is infiniteness. And what happens in infiniteness? Anything. You want to create a reality? Go into infiniteness. Then you can create your reality. Anything you want. So the closer you get to that source, the more power you have to create your reality. And it's not necessarily power as in you force it to happen, but power to be resourceful, power to create, power to see and then be. And so it is power, easy, effortless. So on the other side of declaring is the questions, is the being curious. And if you're not asking questions on a daily basis, you're probably going to feel pretty stuck. You're probably going to feel like a lack of growth, some stagnation. If you're not curious, you might be feeling like there's an area of your life that you're missing out on, or you just don't feel fulfilled in. Because it's in that I know that paradigm that keeps us stuck, that keeps us fixed, that keeps us stagnant. I know that equals stagnation, equals death. If you're not growing, you're dying. For a while, I wasn't journaling at all. And I saw a correlation to my results in life. A lot of struggle, not necessarily because I wasn't journaling, but I saw that during those periods of time when I wasn't disciplined enough to declare every morning, every night, or however often I appreciate, stay in that gratitude vibration, I saw a severe decline in my results and my happiness, and, you know, got into a car accident. had some of the most dark times of my life where I was hiding from people and didn't want to deal with the reality, didn't want to confront the uncomfortable, didn't want to deal with like credit card companies and stuff like that. Like I was just so ashamed and afraid and didn't want to deal with it. I wasn't in, let alone declaration mode, but I definitely wasn't in the possibility mode of questions of what's life like. I got into this, I know that mode. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to figure this out. I don't need any help. I don't need support. I got this. Not so. Not so much. So I started doing journaling again. You know, this is like just last year. I started doing journaling again consistently every day at the end of December last year. So December 2017, I have journaled and studied and done so much freaking personal development. So let me assure you that it's not like, oh, you know, Chris Burns just started journaling in December of last year. No, I did journal and affirm and do all kinds of powerful stuff before that, but I fell off track, as life happens. People fall off track. So have some compassion and some grace. Be curious about what the lesson is when that stuff does happen. Be curious about why you show up the way you do. Be curious about what that event in your childhood or growing up that you resent so much, what's the gift? Be curious. Be willing to discover, to look, to discuss, to peel away the layers of the onion that probably aren't so comfortable. I started journaling in December again. And one of the things that I found most powerful, I just did this probably within the last month or so, is to not only declare and affirm, but have a conversation. To be willing to channel my thoughts, my reflections, my questions. Life, a lot of my life, has been me trying to grab life by the horns and tell it what to do. To control life, to force life, to bend life to my will. That really didn't serve me. Created a lot of not so great results. Pain, suffering, disconnection, feeling lost, numbness. Ooh, I went numb. I tried to go numb a lot because I'm like, why isn't this working? I'm so frustrated. Go numb. And that came through all sorts of different forms. Addictions, porn, smoking, whatever it was. But I started journaling recently and asking these questions of what would it be like? What would it be like to experience this? Versus trying to command the universe to my will, still do that, still recognize my power, still receive the greatness and the abilities and the creation force that I have been given and granted, and declare and then let go, surrender, release, allow the universe to take shape, to form. One of the biggest challenges that I also had is being impatient, like trying to make the universe grow and earn money and live in the house that I want to and travel the world and do these things on my time. Like, I'm going to do this at this time, this date. It was this very masculine form of writing my goals and creating my goals and doing that stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be so freaking honest and transparent. My financial goals have been the biggest source of my frustration and lack of power in my life. You know, really, really just like finances have kicked my ass up and down the street for a lot of years of my life, you know, a lot of years of my life. And I'm so grateful because it's truly been teaching me the value of money. It's truly been teaching me the value of energy, because money is energy, and to respect it and to appreciate it and to be a good steward over the few so that I can be trusted with the many. Oh man, money is teaching me some serious freaking lessons that are resonating in all areas of my life. Not only is each dollar, each penny important, but each moment is important. Yeah, you could have billions of dollars, but if you're squandering it and squandering your moments, what good is the billions of dollars? If you're squandering the moments, getting high, not really appreciating the time, treating people like crap, feeling like crap, what good is the billions? If you're living an unfulfilled, hollow, empty, numb life, what good are the billions? So being curious has really allowed me to create this balance of life, of surrender. That was a great place to start because I'm like, how the freaking heck do I surrender? Well, while you're in the middle of your workday and you feel like you need to go get it done, keep driving, keep driving, keep driving. You feel exhausted, you're tired, you're burned out. Keep driving, keep driving. Stop. Say, take a deep breath. Let's go get 5 minutes, 10 minutes of air. Let's go to the backyard. Let's go for a walk. Let's do some jumping jacks. Let's get some fresh air. Let's get some nature. Let's get some green grass, some bushes, some trees, some fresh air. Stop that mechanistic cycle of constantly driving and surrender and choose to surrender. I surrender to this moment. I surrender to peace. I surrender to knowing it's all going to work out. Cool. If I surrender to that, what would I do differently? Well, I'd go on a freaking walk right now and recharge myself, take care of myself, inject myself with some great energy, enthusiasm, life force. I'd receive all the good that nature is constantly attempting to bring to me. The universe is constantly attempting to bring to me. But because I had been so driven and focused, and I know that on what I want and what I'm going to achieve, I didn't give it a shot to get delivered to me. Lack of curiosity takes away your shot of something being delivered to you. I know that closes you off from the opportunity that's right here in your blind spot. I got this. Yeah, well, there's like $1 million right here if only you like look for it. There's that strategic partner that is the best thing ever for your business. I got this. 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 I'm going to figure out this crappy dating thing. Well, there's that, you know, brilliant relationship mentor in your life that you're not even asking. You're not even contemplating. You're not even trying to build the relationship with because you think you got this. So I'm so grateful, and at the time this podcast gets released, it's definitely going to be after my silent meditation retreat. So if you have questions on it, ask me. I would love to hear. And by this time, it'll be like 2 months after it's been over, a month and a half, something like that. But I'm doing a 10-day silent meditation retreat in 7 days from now. Today is April 18th. Starts on the 25th. 10-day silent meditation retreat. Curiosity. Oh boy, oh boy, I'm curious. I am curious about what the heck is in store for me, because I have not been silent for 10 days since I was born, since I came out the womb. And to just disconnect from technology, from stimulus. Side note, I love all these tangents. Last year, one of my big focuses was in discoveries, self-epiphanies, was that I was constantly looking for external validation, external authorities, answers, programs, systems, things outside of myself, coaches, mentors, people, resources, to feel enough, to create a solution, to feel good about myself. I was constantly looking outside, searching, seeking, and I wasn't enough. Like, and it was because I had been programmed. I had programmed myself to constantly be searching in video games for that next treasure, for that next experience point, for that next high, temporary high, release of dopamine, endorphins, whatever. Serotonin, whichever one gets released. That I got from achievement. I got programmed to achieve. And it really cost me a lot in my life. Cost me relationships. Like, my relationships, I would burn freaking relationships. Like, not in a mean way, but just gone. Cut them off. Boom. On to the next one. On to the next one. As much as even recently. Even recently, I've noticed that pattern playing out in my life. Lack of being willing to get things complete and to really keep nurturing relationships and have them persevere in spite of difficult conversations that had to be had. And I'm like, yeah, you know, rather just move on. Cut it out. Cut it off. All this time and energy I've invested, yeah, you know, not really worth it anymore. Cut it out. Because it was, there's such a, I need to get somewhere philosophy. People around me, man, you just need to get out of that place. You need to get out of that environment. You need to get somewhere. You're right, everyone, you're right. I just need to get somewhere. Stack up the evidence on why I need to disconnect, cut the ties, move on, get to the next level, the next stage in my life. Whereas if I had 10 days of silence and looking at what really mattered to me in my life, I'd probably go to some of these people and be like, what really matters? What really matters is that I freaking love you. And I'm not going to tolerate this disconnection. I'm not going to tolerate me being willing to cut these relationships, cut you out of my life like I've allowed up to this point. I'm not going to tolerate months and months that go by between us talking. I'm going to be a pit bull for connection. I'm going to be a pit bull for relationship building. I'm going to be a pit bull for adding value and checking in on people. Because, ladies and gentlemen, up until that point, I have not been that person. I grew up very transactional, very Western philosophy. It's me. It's all about me. Ego. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's perfect. I'm grateful for every step, every lesson, everything that I've learned. And I'm super grateful. I'm so freaking grateful that I get to go into this 10-day silent meditation retreat and really connect and be curious about who is Chris Burns? Who is within this flesh bag? What is that soul? What is my soul? What is that thing? The kind of profound truth that people get when they're close to dying. Katie Lasky, we had a conversation, I don't know if it was, I think it was yesterday actually. We were talking, she said, you know, why do you think most people who are on their deathbed in hospitals get these profound revelations? Well, because they're freaking sitting there. They're sitting there contemplating about all the debt, the overwhelm, I don't have very much time left. Does anybody really care? Did I even matter? Did I make a difference? Did I waste all that time? Like, my freaking clock is ticking, and I gotta sit for the rest of my life in this bed. Like, what the fuck? Really? This is what my life was for? This is what I did with it? Like, we get to contemplate that meaning. What really meant something? If I look back on my life, what really felt good? What really was important? Man, if I could only just go back to those times where me and her, or me and him, or me and them were doing those things, we're traveling the world and seeing all those things. If only I could go back to that, how meaningful that was to me. If only we could go back to that Christmas that we were all sitting around the tree and just celebrating and appreciating each other. If only we could go back to that Valentine's Day where I made her feel like she was the most important woman in the world. And just give that, to be of service, to make someone feel special. If only I could go back. Don't wait until you're in the white bed in the hospital. Don't wait. Start looking now. Start being curious now. Start opening and expanding your perspective on what is true for you, what is important, what is valuable, what is meaningful, what's worth your time. It is certainly 100 freaking percent not what people think about you. It's not thinking about making a prospecting call and being like, ooh, man, that just doesn't make me feel good. I'm going to go for a walk and avoid this and feel all the guilt and shame that builds up because I didn't take the action that I said I would. And then I'm going to avoid talking to my coach for the next 5 days. That's not what life is about. It's about being fully you, fully here, fully present for people. And it might not even be about building the business or serving people, but it might be about loving. And how you love is through service. And through service, you build prosperity. And through prosperity, you build wealth and riches. And through the seeking of experiences and fun and joy and love, you get to travel the world and do what fills your heart. Be curious. I'm speaking to myself just as much as I'm speaking to any single or collective group of people, single person or collective group of people listening to this. I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to myself to affirm these truths. As they come out of my mouth, part of me is curious, how does this sound? Am I on track or off track? Jim Rohn says it best. Am I on track or off track? And these are truths that I know are on track. 10-day silent meditation retreat to disconnect and reconnect to my soul. On freaking track. And it feels good. And people who are in that corporate America lifestyle are like, 10 days being silent? Pfft, why don't you go to Cabo? Why don't you go travel? Well, those things are cool too. Those are fun. But I'm not looking to escape. I'm looking to reconnect. I'm looking for the meaningful, deep experience, the connection with my soul. I'm curious, what is that like? This is one of the most exciting things that I've ever anticipated before, because it's so new, it's so different, it's so like, what the f is gonna happen? Who, what super Chris human is going to come out the other end of these 10 days? I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm fascinated about what everyone else says. My mind projects possibility of what it could be like while surrendering. Complete surrender. I love surrender. I love it. I love surrendering. And I step more and more into that every single day. And this is such an opportunity to practice surrender. And breathing is such a, for me, a component of letting go, of allowing. Create space. Breathing creates space. Shallow breath creates tension, tightness, anxiety, overwhelm, stress, feeling crumpled up, no self-expression, tight, low vibration. And I get to really experience the fullness of this human experience. This human journey, what it means to be human. Why am I here? How can I better show up in the world for me? How can I become my greatest possible self even more? You know, think about these questions. What questions would be most beneficial to go into this meditation, this 10-day silent meditation retreat focused on? What outcome? Maybe there's an outcome in mind. I can set an outcome. I'm not going to be attached to it. I'd be committed to finding out what's the answer to this. I'd be committed to finding out what has been holding me back from being my greatest possible self. What would have me step even more into my greatest possible self from leaving this? What would 10x my joy, love, happiness, connection, prosperity because of this event? Those would be great questions to write down, to focus on, to meditate on, maybe even every day, to look at them every day. What is it that why did I come here? Why did I take 10 days out of my life, out of connecting with people I love, out of building my business, out of experiencing my life? What would be worth it to come here and discover over these next 10 days? I'm super curious to find out. And I invite you Whether you have 10 days to go to a silent meditation retreat and discover who you really are or not, to draw the freaking line in the sand that you are committed to discovering and being curious about why the F we're really here. Because I made that commitment a long time ago. Probably before I was even born. Probably before I was even conceived. Probably while I was still part of oneness, source, God, whatever we want to call it, universe. And then I came in and had this experience where I forgot and had all these layers pile up and build up and got in the way of me expressing my truth and living that and being curious and experiencing love and joy and all that good stuff. All those things that make me feel good, that pull me, that my source is like, yes, more of that, more of that. I invite you to draw that line in the sand and in your mind say, you know what? I drew that line in the sand. That's right. And if you fall back onto the other side, say, duh. You know, I said I want to be on this side. Cool. I haven't been on that side. It's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, if you draw the line in the sand and you say no more, doesn't mean you're not gonna step back every once in a while into that old pattern. Yeah, I got arrested, hit rock bottom. Doesn't mean I didn't step back over that line when I said no more, I'm gonna dedicate my life to being my greatest possible self. Doesn't mean that I didn't step back over that line and do stuff to self-sabotage me. Knowingly that it self-sabotaged me, knowingly that it hurt me, knowingly that it was in my long term, not best good. Well, then I'll get away with it this time. You're going to step back over. Have compassion. Have grace. Be curious about why you step back over. Be curious about how do I make sure I never step back over again. Be curious about what would have to happen so that I stay on this side. What would have to happen to stay in the zone of curiosity? If you draw a line in the sand, make the commitment to step over. Don't be attached to always being on the other side. Commit and take action every day. Remember, every time you wake up, you have an opportunity to begin again. Esther Hicks and Abraham Hicks talks about when you sleep, you stop the vibrational momentum, the energetic momentum, the frequency. Like your body stops the attraction process and goes into this kind of neutral state, healing, recovering. And when you wake up, in those first couple minutes, probably 30 to 60 seconds, I think is the more accurate answer, you get to choose the vibrational direction of your day. Boom, right there. The energetic direction. The momentum of today's going to be shit or today's going to be the best day ever. And the more you consciously engineer your life to have the habits, to have the disciplines, to have the behaviors that create that momentum, the more likely you will live that reality. Same thing at the end of the day. The last thing you do at the end of the day is what your mind has to chew upon and feed upon all night long. And when you wake up, that has been ingrained in your subconscious even more. Who are you becoming? We have some awesome stuff in here. This just the beginning. Jojo Lim, this is awesome. Hi, Chris. Amen. Where's this silent meditation retreat? It is in Joshua Tree. Yes, all we have is now. Yep. We are one. You are speaking to the collective consciousness on TAC. On track. Where are you starting? Your life is awesome. But how do you manage with phone message, especially WhatsApp? It's holding me back. Slow down me. Slowing me down. The question is, what I would be curious about, oxygen. I'd be curious about how do I best use my time? How do I best feel empowered? How do I feel most empowered? What would have to shift? What do I have to let go of around these messages? And if you're still not able to discover a new way to look at it, play a new game of, I wonder how many messages I can get through today, or really get past that,
one, I would talk to a coach or someone who can help you break through that. I know for me personally, I felt a lot of overwhelm around my messages, my own personal inbox, Facebook Messenger, and like, just don't even want to deal with it. And it's just relating to it. I'm still going through it, honestly. Relating to it in a new way. I'm grateful for all these messages. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve people. And just giving myself permission, I don't have to respond at any time. My life was not designed to be at others' beck and whim, beck and call. And if I don't respond, there's consequences. I get that. Cool. Now I just gotta, I get to learn who do I want to be? When I don't answer these messages, these are the consequences. Okay, after enough times of messing that up, you're probably going to answer certain messages at certain time frames, develop systems. After enough pain, you'll put in systems that create the pleasure, that keep the consistent pleasure, that don't let it build up so much that it hurts really bad. So I would say, one, change your perspective on it. That's a process. It might take some healing from the past. I know for me is like being a people pleaser, recovering people pleaser, RPP, recovering people pleaser. From doing that, it's been a challenge for me because I just want everyone to, I want to be connected with everyone. I want everyone to be happy. I want to be able to give everyone my full undivided attention all the freaking time and just like help and support and grow and build these amazing relationships. I want that so bad. But scratch that. And I want that so bad. And there's only so many minutes and seconds in the day. And it's my choice as to what I do with those minutes and seconds and hours. And I'm doing the very best that I know how. And I get back to and respond to as many people as I can. And if it's not cutting it, what can I do differently? How can I play the game differently? How can I approach this differently? How can I come from a more resourceful, empowered state? Maybe I hire a virtual assistant to handle these messages and have these people get the attention that they desire. Maybe I shorten my calls with people and have, instead of a 30-minute call, I have 20-minute calls. Maybe I, at the end of every day, send 5 messages out that respond to these messages that keep accumulating. There's different solutions depending on what the challenge is. Again, curiosity. You deserve to be curious. It's your time to be curious. Receive that childlike wonder. Take that ish back. Step into your power and be your greatest possible self. I'm excited to share with you about the 10-day silent meditation retreat. It's going to be a lot of fun, definitely. And the power of curiosity has really been shaping my life about what I'm capable of. What would it be like? That question has been so powerful for me recently. What would it be like? What would it be like to have everything work? What would it be like if it was easy? What would it be like if I landed a new client today? What would have to happen? Who would I have to be to land a new client today? What thoughts would I have to think? What actions would I have to take? Where would I have to be? What systems would I have to have in place? Think about it. Gold, gold, gold. Every day is the best day ever. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.